One of the co-founders of the Multicultural Leadership Institute has been named Normal Citizen of the Year. WGLT's Ryan Denham has that story.
Mayor Chris Koos bestowed the honor Wednesday night at the town's appreciation reception at Broadview Mansion.
This person believes in identifying and developing leaders in our community truly and has truly impacted hundreds of leaders in our life. So it's my pleasure to introduce the 2022 Citizen of the Year, Sonia Mott.
All those people clapping for Sonia Mao are community leaders themselves, elected officials, volunteers, advocates for causes galore. Tough to stand out in a crowd like that, but Mao certainly does. She was part of the team that co-founded the Bloomington-based Multicultural Leadership Institute in 2009.
The first reaction is, I don't deserve it. There's so many other people that work so hard for the community. And then it's like, I'm just thankful that this dream of having better leaders in a community so that the leaders can lead the community into being better. You know, and the Multicultural Leadership Program, which has been my passion from the very beginning, in fact, the first graduating class was 2010. What's happened is these people are seeking what they can do to help the community. And they began to realize that the first thing you need to know is, what are your passions? What are your strengths? And I always say, please match your passions with your strengths. Like, don't have a passion for something where you have no strengths in, right? So they start exploring who they are, and they get the courage to stand up and speak and make a difference in the community.
One of those people in the crowd applauding Mao was Pawnee Item, a community leader who Mao humbly attributes as the mastermind behind the Multicultural Leadership Institute. That organization just enrolled its 14th class of participants. I asked Mao what need they saw back in 2009. Why something like this was needed?
There wasn't a leadership program that helped you develop being a leader from the inside out. Most of the programs, and still are tactics, you know, techniques. So they spend an hour saying, what's your dream? What's your life purpose? And then when that's over, you start learning about how to motivate people, others, right? How to organize others, how to organize their time, how to reach your goals, how to make a budget. That has nothing to do with who you are inside.
Sonia Mao has lived in Normal for 50 years, but she's been all over the country, all over the world. She studied in Tennessee, California, and Chicago, got married in Australia, traveled extensively, and experienced many different lifestyles and cultures.
Let me just say that it made me know that the Multicultural Leadership Program is unique, because we also try to get a class of people who are from every culture, from every age. Because I always say, you have two young people, one from China and one from America. They'll have more in common than a 70-year-old guy and a 17-year-old boy in America. My husband and I love to travel. We went to England. And when in England, I thought they could be happier, but their cars were so small. We had those big Thunderbirds at that time. And they didn't have big houses or big land. They just lived in apartments. They called them flats. How could they be happy? You know, I just couldn't figure it out. But they were. They were. They enjoyed everything. And everywhere we went, because Bent, my husband and I, we went to Paris. They were happy. They were late for everything, and they were sort of dirty, but they were happy because they were very romantic. We went to Germany. They're just super clean. They ran like clockwork. I mean, when they said they were open, they'd be open. Whereas in France, an hour later, they'd stroll in, right? But they were eating some really good food, right?
Yeah.
And they were happy. So it told me that it gave me an appreciation of every single culture, and that you could be happy wherever you lived, as long as you realized that you could be in your head, you know, your head and your heart. And so that's what I learned when I was traveling. What I learned with MCLP is that it really is about love. You know, it's so weird. It's about love. If you respect others and you appreciate them, the world is going to be a better place. We don't, quote unquote, sell MCLP like that because it's just too soft, right? But I do believe you have to work hard to understand yourself, but it's easier to understand yourself if you're surrounded by people who have a different culture, because they'll ask you, why did you say that, right? And you have to say to yourself, I think I said it because my dad told me to, right? And they'll say, well, my dad never said that.
In addition to her work with the Multicultural Leadership Institute, Mao has also served in volunteer leadership roles with the United Way of McLean County, the YWCA of McLean County, and the Boys and Girls Club of Bloomington-Normal, to name a few. A leader among leaders. I'm Ryan Dennehy.
The Normal Citizen of the Year announcement was actually a surprise for Mao. She was duped into attending the town's appreciation reception under false pretenses that she was supposed to be giving a speech about the Multicultural Leadership Institute. And lucky for her, she's also an experienced Toastmaster who's comfortable in front of a big crowd.